everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into another topic today. We're going to be tackling something I think a lot of us think about: back pain. Specifically, the big question is, can the right mattress actually help?
Right.
You guys have sent in a bunch of articles about choosing a mattress for back pain, so that's what we're digging into today. And I've brought in, well, let's just say, if I have a question about ergonomics and sleep, this is who I go to.
Happy to be here.
So, back pain, it's like the modern day plague.
It really is.
This article I was reading said it's the number one reason people go to the doctor.
Wow, yeah.
But, you know, we don't always connect the dots, like how much our daily habits actually contribute to the problem.
Right.
We sit more than we ever have, and I'm the first to admit, finding time for the gym. Not always happening.
It's tough.
So what's the deal? Why is all this sitting such a pain literally in the back?
Well, it's not just the amount of sitting, right? It's how we sit.
Oh, okay.
You're hunched over a laptop or on your phone. Your poor back muscles are working overtime just to hold you up.
It's like being stuck in a weird yoga pose that you'd never actually choose to do.
Exactly. And all that strain, it creates imbalances. Some muscles get tight, others get weak, and bam, back pain.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, and sometimes even your spine gets out of alignment from all that.
Makes sense, though, when you explain it like that. So, okay, modern life, tough on the back. We get it. But what can we do about it? You know, this article actually made a really good point about how important our mattresses are.
Oh, for sure.
Like, more important than we realize for kind of undoing some of that damage from our day.
Absolutely. Sleep is when your body gets to actually repair itself. Mm. So having the right support, it lets those muscles, those ligaments, really relax and decompress. That can make a huge difference.
Okay, that is definitely something I want to hear more about. Okay, that is definitely music to my ears. But can we be real for a sec? Mattress shopping, it's like its own special kind of torture.
Oh, it can be. So many choices.
Right. The jargon alone makes my head spin. Support, conformability, thread account.
It's a lot.
Like, I get that support and conformability are important, especially for back pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm actually in the store, lying on a mattress, trying to decide if it's going to save me from a life of backaches, what do those words actually mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to read the definitions, right? It's another to connect it to what you're feeling.
Exactly. So this article, it defines support as how well a mattress can maintain an equally level surface for the lighter and heavier parts of your body.
Okay.
And then conformability is how a mattress will subtly mold to the unique curves of your body.
Right.
Which, okay, that's a start. But can we break that down even more? Like, what does that actually look and feel like?
Totally. Let's take support first. Imagine, like, the foundation of a house.
Okay.
You need a strong base so the whole thing doesn't sag.
Right.
A good mattress, it's the same idea. Provides that solid, even surface, keeps your spine aligned all night long.
So our body is the house, the mattress is the foundation, keeping everything from like collapsing in on itself.
Exactly. Now, conformability, that's about pressure relief. Think about, you know, when you press your hand into memory foam.
Oh, yeah. I always do that in mattress stores.
It molds to your hand, right? Mm. But then bounces back.
Yeah.
It's the same idea. It contours to your shape. That curve in your lower back, the way you tuck in your shoulder when you sleep.
Okay.
And that helps distribute your weight, evenly takes the pressure off those sensitive spots.
So if a supportive mattress is the strong foundation, conformability is like adding the pillows and cushions that make it feel all cozy.
Exactly. Yeah. That perfect balance of support and comfort.
Mm.
Without enough conformability, you know what the article said? It's like sleeping on a sidewalk.
Ouch!
Right. We've all had that concrete slab experience at some point.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to think my current mattress might be the problem, actually. But okay, so we're talking about support, conformability. How do we actually know what's right? Because we don't all sleep the same way.
Exactly. That's the key, figuring out what works for you.
Yeah, and this article, it talks about those basic categories, right? Soft, medium, firm.
Right.
Seems like medium firm is the winner for most people if we're talking back pain.
Usually a good starting point.
Then they mention mattress foundations.
Yeah.
And how those play into it. But
yeah,
they don't really get into sleeping positions or body types, which seems kind of important.
Absolutely. Huge factors that often get overlooked. It's not just the mattress. It's about how it works with your body, the way you sleep.
Okay, so let's break it down then. Sleeping positions first. What do we need to know?
Well, let's say you're a side sleeper.
Right.
You need that extra cushion around your hips and shoulders to keep everything aligned.
Mm.
Otherwise, you're basically twisting your spine all night.
Ouch. Yeah. not good.
So side sleepers, usually like a medium, maybe even slightly softer mattress, something with a bit of give, but still supportive.
Okay, makes sense. What about those people who sleep like they're already at the chiropractor, perfectly aligned? The back sleepers?
Back sleepers, they tend to do well on a medium firm mattress. They need that balance support, but enough contouring to let the spine keep its natural curve.
Okay, interesting. Now, what about stomach sleepers? Because I feel like they're always told to just get the firmest thing possible, right?
That's actually a myth. You do need some firmness to keep those hips from sinking in too far, throwing the spine out.
Right, right.
Too firm, and now you're putting pressure on the lower back. It's all about that middle ground.
It really is not as simple as just picking a firmness level, is it?
Nope. And then throw body type into the mix. It gets even more individual. Someone with a larger frame needs different support than someone who's smaller, even if they both sleep on their side.
It's amazing how much variation there is, which I guess is why this article was so big on actually trying mattresses before you commit.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You can read all the reviews, all the descriptions, but nothing compares to actually getting on the mattress and seeing how your body responds.
It's like the test drive, but for sleep.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this article had some good tips for anyone about to go on that mattress quest.
Yeah.
They said, lie down for a good amount of time, try out your usual positions, and compare models that are in a similar price range.
Makes sense, right.
Yeah.
So you're comparing apples to apples.
All great advice. And, you know, if I could add one more thing, pay attention to how you feel the morning after.
Oh, good point. That's when you really know if that mattress is a contender to banish that back pain.
Okay, so to wrap things up for everyone listening, there isn't one magic mattress out there, right? It's about understanding what you need.
Absolutely.
Support, conformability, how those work with your sleep style, your body. But when you figure that out, you're well on your way to a pain-free back and a good night's sleep.
It's all about making that informed decision. You got this.
That is the perfect note to end on. And you know what? This whole deep dive into mattresses, it actually got me thinking about other things in our everyday life. Choices we make that could be impacting our health and well-being, and we don't even realize it. Something to ponder as you drift off to sleep, hopefully on a perfectly matched mattress. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. And remember, there's a whole world of knowledge out there just waiting to be explored.